I hope everyone's settled down, and we have Danny and Maximilian talking more about accessibility, so take it away.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, hello everyone. We have this talk with this lots of nice acronyms, and we hope you enjoy it. We will talk about accessibility today and about how to make your web applications more accessible or with some easy tricks and make it accessible to everyone. And we are Maximilian and I'm Danny. We are from Deutsche Bahn. It's a German railway company. And we're both working in front ends, working for web applications. Okay, so we want to start with a site from Bill Clinton. It says, congratulations to the launch of the Web Accessibility Initiative, an effort to ensure that people with disabilities have access to the Internet's World Wide Web. And did someone of you guess from which year this site is?
Anyone?
I will just give it. Okay, it's from 1997, so accessibility is not a very new topic, a very new thing. It was still there every time. And we want to start a little bit with the awareness of accessibility, why it matters. Then I will say something to some implementation things, and then how you can ensure your application is accessible.
Great. Thanks a lot, Danny. So, first of all, accessibility, and we heard the talk by Mike. It was really amazing to see so much, even also regarding Drupal and all of the open source CMS, for example, the development over there. But when we talk about accessibility, it's quite easy to say that it's only about a specific group in the end who would have disabilities, and even also already said something about it. It's really about including all the people in there. This is the main paradigm in the end. But even also, it's us as developers who are bringing in the barriers, who are bringing in a non-responsive layout in the end, who are bringing in something which doesn't work in under different circumstances. So this is something that we even also want to dig a little bit more into detail today and show you some things regarding those aspects. So you might, again, you might think of blindness, first of all, but it's about so much more. It's about permanent disabilities, it's about temporary disabilities, and even also situational accessibility issues in the end. There might be, you might have, for example, you might be in a situation where you do have probably, for example, your child on your arm, or where you do have only one arm, even also for controlling your device. It might be a light condition in the end. There are so many more things than just this one thing that we might think about quite easily in the very beginning. To come to the topic, why it's even more important is it's a legal topic. There is the European Accessibility Act, who was enacted in 2019, even already. It needs to be even also transferred to the law in each country in the European Union. In Germany, for example, it's even already law since 1 year now, 2021. 2 years, sorry, 2021. But for example, they will only penalize this until the or beginning at the year 2025. But it's similar to GDPR. We even also we waited for a long time and didn't think it through. And so many companies only started to think about and to enact on this topic when it was quite near to this date in 2019. I'm sorry, with GDPR. So to clarify things up a little bit about the structure, how it's being managed, how, especially for the web, and we're mainly talking about the web, there's obviously even also accessibility regarding applications, about native development. So the structure is obviously, in general, it's W3C, and they do have a web accessibility initiative, WAI, who's formulating those web content accessibility guidelines. So these are kind of some words that we're even also using in our presentation in the end. So all of these rules, all of these principles divide into four categories in the end. There are like, I think, 60 or 70 principles who are divided into those four fields. So it's about perceivable, operable, understandable, and robust criteria that you could test, for example, your website against, or that you could ensure the compliance of your web pages of your website or web application against. And even also those split up into three conformance levels. We've listed them over here. It's about that A is really the basis, and it should be ensured in all circumstances. It's like, for example, about providing alternative texts in the end for your images. This is probably quite a simple one. And the other two criteria, this is about really dividing in between, for example, governance, who need governmental services in the end, who need to ensure that it's about these AAA criteria that need to be followed in the end. And for example, for private companies, it's most likely about AA that they need to follow. And all of those criteria are like structures in those conformance levels. Why is it important in open source projects? You most likely all know this image. It's always used in kind of the context of security.